Hot minute. Me six was thinking about that for like 5 seconds before I started recording. All right. Well,
hello.
Here we are, nerd. So, seeking time for Olathe, last but not least. In terms of the timeline, like with Jesse's, I can't actually tell you exactly when this is happening. Of course, Loki starts zooming right now. Cool.
You mean it's not after the dang near 100 success ritual?
I mean, that's what set it off, if you hadn't caught that already. But the actual timing of you experiencing this is going to be the same morning that Jesse's experiencing hers, actually.
Okay.
So you guys went to the prison, did your thing, went home, went back to the prison, dealt with bodies and ghosts, went back home, and then the session tomorrow will start with that day after, and it's that morning that you and Jesse are both having your seekings. Olathe a little bit earlier than Jesse, because Olathe gets up earlier than Jesse. But that'll be the timing. So essentially, as you start tomorrow's session, provided you don't fuck up. Which no one has yet, and I don't think anyone will, but provided you...
I mean, someone's got to roll that one.
Yeah. Provided you get through your seeking just fine, you will start the following session at RT4. And then the whole party will be at RT4.
Man, why does Olathe not have common sense? Because I could use it.
Do we have anybody in the party with common sense anymore? I don't remember.
Baby Naomi?
I think if anybody, it's Naomi. I'll have to check character sheets later and see. Because Chase sure fucking doesn't. Jesse doesn't. I don't think Astoria does.
I feel like if anyone does, it's Naomi. Because I thought I remembered that getting talked about at one point, but it might have been a wishful rather than an actual.
Yeah, I can check later. No big deal. Anyway.
We're off topic,
which took all of, 5 seconds. It's like it's another podcast about lions and donkeys or something.
Look, it's just the two of us in a room. Tracks aren't real.
Yeah. All right, so Olathe, in typical Olathe fashion, rises early in the morning in the still dark, and sets off, more or less, as she always does, to the backyard. Light a cigarette, mess with plants, have her usual slow start to the morning. It's pretty much what she does on most days. This morning differs ever so slightly in that Drifting Cloud, who has kind of made himself scarce lately, turns up again and is promptly sets himself to perching on your shoulder. Doesn't say anything at first, just kind of sits there and watches the distant sunrise with you. And I say distant as in it's just peaking the horizon.
Well, it's middle of winter, so we're looking at sunrise at what? 7, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, it probably would. I forget about that, the time differences.
So this is December, I believe you said. Or November.
Early November, yeah. Actually, so yeah, probably it would still just be zero dark 30. So yeah, just kind of staring off into the distance, sitting on your shoulder.
Check out the moon.
Yeah. Morning.
Morning. Olathe will, again, as she normally does when he actually joins her, pour him his own small cup of tea.
He would rather gratefully partake of his tea.
He doesn't actually drink it, I know, but he can drink the spirit of it or something.
Yeah. Still tastes nice. Nobody said avatars can't taste things. Been a while since we've had a chat.
It has been. You've been I'm assuming wandering around a bit.
And watching. You've been busy.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot of choice on it.
One last bit of work at the prison. That was quite a step. The others would not have pulled that off without you.
Olivia smiles a little. I'm not sure I would have pulled it off without them.
Such is the way. But, as I said, I have been watching in my absence. And I believe you are ready to probe the deeper mysteries. What do you think?
Probably it's a little bit of an eyebrow raise from Aletha, and then she'll set her cup of tea down. Well, I think you're the one who normally sets the timeline for that, though. If that is, I guess, what we're doing, then...
You get the distinct crowish laugh. Oh, I don't set anything. I read the timeline. You set the timeline. You just don't always know you're doing that. Or really know you're doing that at all. It's a funny thing, how the soul works. But here we are. I'm ready if you are.
And where do we go?
Close your eyes. Breathe.
I'm gonna do one Arte roll before I do that. And two successes to basically reinforce the... Because generally when Aletha comes out in the morning to do this, she has a life core effect for the area. Or a life matter core, since the vampires had visited. Anything that basically crosses that, that's over a certain size, triggers.
A vampiric bubble of nope.
Vampiric life would catch most other things, such as, you know, changelings, anything like that, but an extra set of eyes basically around.
Yeah. Okay, valid.
And then she'll follow the instructions.
At first, there isn't much. You feel a mite foolish for a few seconds, just kind of sitting here with your eyes closed, breathing like a dork. And then Drifting Cloud guides you into a mindscape of his own creation. Or your creation, hard and over sure. It's the way of Seekings. At the first, you find yourself somewhere both familiar and unfamiliar, in that the world has never really looked like this in your lifetime, but it's part of your cultural memory. You are seated on the back of a hardy plains pony. And out in front of you is a herd of buffalo that don't particularly seem to care over much about your presence and stretch off to the horizon in every direction, just plodding along.
Huh?
These are the buffalo herds that existed before other people came, when they numbered in the millions and could take an entire day to pass you by.
Before literally the white man rode by on trains and shot them for the fun of it.
And that is kind of the first thing that comes to mind when you see this, is this was lost. This was taken away. This was wantonly destroyed. And Drifting Cloud, now sitting more or less on the very small saddle that you have. It's not like a Western-style saddle. It's mostly just like a blanket that goes over the horse's back. Kind of turns and looks up at you. It's frustrating to think about, isn't it?
Heartbreaking, more than anything.
But on a long enough time scale, everything gets a return. And with that last word, you kind of feel your perception pull outside of yourself. You've never astral projected before, nor is it something you're prepared to do, but you imagine it probably looks and feels something like this. And you...
No, it's different than the feeling of, like, a core portal.
Yes.
And moving your view that way.
Yes.
Okay.
And you pull back up and away, almost as if someone has reached down and yoinked you out of your body and begun to lift you up into the sky.
Okay.
And within a moment, you have a bird's eye view not only of yourself and the endless plain of Buffalo, but of much of the plain in any direction, as if you are looking down from the edge of space.
Odd question. Okay. He said that things return. Do I see any remnants of, like, cities?
Perception awareness. Alertness, excuse me.
Same pool either way.
Yeah,
that's a D8. I don't need that. I do always try to do that, yes. Okay. All right. Well, the moons are happy. What's my diff? And I've got 3 tens to start with.
Diff 8. But if you've got 3 tens, you're probably Gucci. I don't know why I just got out a bunch of D10s myself.
3 tens and a 9, so 4 successes on that.
Okay. The first thing you see that makes you think, huh, this isn't exactly what I thought it was, is a thoroughly rusted hulk of a McDonald's road sign. Like one of those...
The arches have fallen.
Yeah. The road and any other structure that might have been there, other than the structure, or other than the sign, has collapsed and isn't visible beneath the bison going by. But that is. And as you pull further and further out, you do see signs that the bison wind their way through the wreckage of a small town. And then everything begins to shift in front of you. The bison going backwards, and it picks up speed until you watch the McDonald's sign and the small town put themselves back together. The as the bison dwindle down to nothing. And it continues that way. You see the construction of that small town. And going far enough back, you begin to see men in wagons. And the bison begin to return again. Further and further back. Yeah, Loki. That was pure river right there, buddy. Jesus.
That was fucking great.
That just, was fucking river. Mow!
Just, and then...
Mow! Oh, now he's mad. Now he's mad at making fun of him. You little dork.
Can I, at the beginning of As Things Start to Recall, because I know time magic is real, can I throw a mind one arte roll at trying to process this all faster and memorize it?
Sure.
I may not know what part of the planes this is, but it could be useful information in the future.
Yeah.
Two suck.
Okay, that's plenty.
9-4-3.
As it continues to accelerate and goes back farther and farther, before long, the bison disappear again. And instead, what you see slowly overtaking the plane is a vast sheet of ice. A glacier of truly monstrous proportion. And Aletha knows enough to know what the Ice Age was about.
Mm-hmm. And that has swept across a lot of the plains and a fair bit of Illinois as well.
Yep.
There's a couple points in Illinois that didn't quite flatten out the same way, but...
Yep. And beyond that point, it accelerates almost to the point of being a blur that you can only really process because of what you just did. And it basically just takes you all the way back until beyond Pangaea. Like, it just... back to the start of the world and the start of life.
Basically back to when it would have been just shifters.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yep.
The wares. Okay.
Yep. The last sign of habitation that you see is a small tribe making their way through the ice. And you've learned enough about the lore at this point. Loki, will you stop? Sorry, he is just determined to make as much noise as possible in the background right now.
because you neglected River from it. He knows.
Yeah, he knows. More than likely, that is Gural and their kinfolk when they first came to the area. But you go far, far further back than that. And returning to yourself, Griffin Cloud says it again. Everything gets a return. The cycle. Life, death, rebirth. It's important to understand as you delve deeper into altering that cycle, just what it is and what it means and how much larger it is than you and I. Manipulating the energy of life requires wisdom above all. Knowing when not to alter life might be as important as knowing how to.
Okay.
We'll come back to that. If all goes well.
Ben, can I ask one other question now that we have done our time rewindy?
Mm-hmm.
Based on what Olathe was trying to process during that, did she see any signs that actually told her roughly where, like, what part of presumably America it was? Because I'm curious as to which side of her lineage this is coming from.
Probably somewhere in the Dakotas.
Okay.
Like, not super far from here.
So it's from her grandfather's side. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, the Bison were in Illinois. I mean, they were in fucking Georgia. But those Uber swarms.
I kind of figured, but I was just curious as to which path it was following.
Yeah.
Which would track with her magic as well. So.
Without really a word or a signal or anything from Olathe, the horse bolts straight into the bison swarm. And before you really have much time to react to this fact, you are immersed in the bison all around you, and then you're not. The bison are gone. The horse is gone. And you're standing in a grassy field under a moonlit sky. On the shores of a lake. Out in that lake, walking across the surface, Jesus style, somehow, is your son. And cradled in his arms is River. But the Kitten River. And just about the time that it processes for you fully of, those two things didn't coexist at the same point in time. Dakota plummets through the surface of the water. Along with River. And vanishes beneath the surface. Leaving not a ripple.
Does the water move around them as they go down through it?
Very briefly.
I'm going to say, because probably the first reaction is going to be a life core to try and pull them both over.
You can certainly try.
I mean, I'm not expecting it to work well in the seeking. It's just going to be automatic reaction is, you know, save the child. I might even succeed with 4 successes. And add a quick cast, which is at a +1, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, 10, 7, 7, rerolled to a 9.
Well, that should work. And you know that should work. And the fact that it doesn't startles you a little bit. You did that right. That should have worked. But there's no sign of either Dakota or the cat. Different Cloud kind of looks at you. Well,
Aletha probably will start walking into or onto the lake.
Okay.
Depending on if she actually sinks into it or walks across the top.
She does, in fact, sink into it. There's no resistance. It's just water, as best you can tell. They're about, or were, about 10 yards from the shoreline when they disappeared.
So it wouldn't take her more than a couple seconds probably to get there?
Yeah.
All right.
Excuse me. The water pretty rapidly gets deeper as you go. And you find yourself having to fully tread water when you get to the point where they disappeared. From the surface, there is no immediate sign of them.
Probably a very quick life roll to actually see if I can actually find them underneath.
Okay.
And that's two successes for core life.
He is about 30 feet below you, sinking like a stone.
I'm going to need, let's see, horses to move faster and life to be able to breathe or not need to breathe.
Okay.
Because if I can't pull them out with magic, maybe I can pull them out physically. So, two suck. Oh, wait. I just got to reroll that 10. Three suck on basically a life effect. To, I think at life three, you can nullify your need for air.
No. That is actually life four.
Okay.
Actually, no. To no longer need oxygen is life five. To modify yourself in such a way as to breathe in some other fashion is life four.
Well, this is a Sea King, and Sea Kings are about pushing your magic, so we're going to try to basically grow gills.
Okay.
With three successes. At a... it could be diff... eight? Okay, yeah, then three successes for that. And then...
or diff...
diff seven, normally diff eight, because it's a quick cast.
Yeah, diff eight is quick cast, yep. That's what I was trying to make sure we had. Yep.
Yep. And then... two suck. With a 10, 9, 2, 4. At, basically amplifying her, the water she moves as she swims, to be able to swim faster, like getting more pushback on her body from it, so it forces her through the water faster.
Okay.
And diving down.
Okay. You grow fucking gills. Give me a willpower check if eight.
All right. Can I use points in mom to make this easier if this is about whatever the hell it is? If this is whether or not to freak out about possible drowning.
Fuck it. Roll your five dice in mom.
Alright, well, I've got two suck, but I'm gonna set this set of dice to the side in case this becomes more. What?
This is hysterical. The flippant comment that I made that has become an actual feature in the game.
Yes, it has. Mom. All right. What's my mom diff? I got a 10 and a 7. Everything else is below a 5.
Okay, then reduce the willpower roll diff by 2.
Oh, by 2. All right. Then that brings it up to 4 successes.
Okay.
Because it was a diff 8, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, then 4 successes.
Okay. It's a pretty monumental act of will to tell yourself, inhale a lake. Even intellectually knowing I have gills now, I can just do this. It's like that thing with scuba, knowing that you can breathe. It still fucking takes a second to tell yourself I can breathe. It's fine.
I'd have just done a mind one effect about it if I'd have thought about that, but that's fair. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a very strange feeling, feeling water flowing essentially through your skin of your neck. But you're able to, draw in oxygen that way, and you can feel it. It just, it feels like breathing. And after a brisk swim downward, you are able to scoop up both of your sinking little rocks and boost them back to the surface. As the three of you breach the surface, kind of sputtering and spitting out water, because now you're going back to breathing air, Dakota and the cat both disappear and then reappear on the shoreline. And you can see Dakota carrying River just kind of making his way up the beach like nothing really happened.
Probably a quiet, damn it, drifting cloud as she makes her way back to the shore. Because, you know, he did just put her through at least a little bit of her own kid drowning and her familiar. That's not exactly cool. Like, she's not going to try and rip his feathers out yet, but, you know, not happy about it.
Yep. As you begin swimming, you feel something catch you by the foot. And in the next heartbeat, you are yoinked under the water. Heading down fast.
At least I can still breathe.
You can still breathe.
Alright, what the fuck's got a hold of me then?
A vine of some kind. And in short order, you are all but cocooned in them, pulling you down to the bottom, where the surface overhead is only barely visible.
Okay. All right.
See. But I'm still under, like, there's still water.
Yep.
I'm just now, okay. Do they attempt to be doing anything as they pull me to the bottom? Other than just like holding me?
Yeah, just wrapping around you and holding you, pulling you down. Think grasping vines, D&D.
Yeah. Let's see. Can I... Can I basically reach and, like, use life to work them at a cellular level to basically straighten out rather than wrap around?
Interesting. So you're wanting to alter...
Basically, almost like in a way, inflate the different cells so that instead of being able to grasp the way they are, they would basically all just straighten out. And once they've straightened out, they theoretically wouldn't be holding me anymore.
Fucking wild. Go for it.
I think that would only be like life two. Because I'm just influencing the simple life pattern, which is a plant.
Yeah.
Alright, and then
water. A lot of that is just plant, yeah.
Well. Okay. Do I need it to be higher than two? Because that will change my diff.
Well, you don't know of any actual plants in the real world that are capable of doing what this motherfucker is doing right now.
True. Alright. I'm gonna throw dice, and then you'll tell me if it succeeds. How about that?
Okay.
Alright. Three sixes, and minus one difficulty for Green Thumb.
Okay. Nothing happens.
Delightful. Are they, like, constricting on me or just holding me?
Just holding you.
Okay. Well, I mean... I was trying not to damage them. But... Actually, I want to check them with life. How they look different. Because this could also be something I could someday make. Who knows? That's the roll I get for this. Alright. 10, 8, 7 with a 3.
Okay. They have a sentience about them. And they don't seem actively malevolent. They're not evil. They're just holding on to you. Consequence of that, if you weren't able to breathe underwater, would be pretty fucking bad for you. But they don't seem to be doing it out of any particular sense of ill will.
I mean, yeah, that's fair. Most predators don't necessarily have a sense of ill will towards their prey. I don't know. How the fuck do I speak plant? what do I need for speak plant?
I don't know, Keyleth. How do you?
You look miserable, bud. You earned this.
Is there a wet zwei?
There's a wet's why.
Poor buddy.
Let's see. Could I? I don't know if I could use life to life or... Because I don't think mine one would be enough. But to try to... Almost talk to it?
Okay.
Well, the one says no. So, lacking other options, I'm going to up my own strength and try and basically pull myself free.
Okay.
And that is three suck. Push myself to six strength. On top of the forces effect I had for movement. I don't know how exactly that would apply to this. In terms of... But what kind of check do you want? Like a strength brawl?
Sure.
Or athletics?
Strength brawl is fine.
Oh... Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal.
I'm just imagining Olathe humming that while she's wrestling with a vine that's trying to drown her.
One, two, three, four. I'm assuming diff six?
Yeah.
Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight successes.
Okay. When you start struggling harder, it starts pulling you in harder.
Okay. What happens if Olathe lets herself go completely limp?
Give me a willpower. Div 7.
Alright. Let's hear it for me not normally using willpower, so I'm never have to ask if it's current or special. Div 7? Mm-hmm. Alright, let's see. One, two, three, four successes.
You're standing on the shore again.
Well, better than destroying it, I suppose.
River and Takoda have disappeared, and Drifting Cloud is standing more or less right by your feet, rearranging some feathers, and just kind of gives you a almost sheepish look. I'm sure that wasn't pleasant.
Not necessarily. Especially with you using my kid.
I know. But was there any better way to drive home the point?
Maybe we can find a better one later.
Perhaps. Perhaps the metaphor was a little too strong. But I take it you understand the point about struggling with our anxieties and our fears versus letting them go. Accepting what is a part of us. And learning a way to coexist with ourselves, as it were.
I think I have another example of it, but those are often the lessons that you relearn multiple times in life.
You do. Sometimes the harder we fight, well, the more we get pulled down. You arrived at the point quick enough. You're growing, Olathe. Faster than I think even you realize.
Well, I certainly stagnated for a while. I suppose I have to catch up.
Indeed. One last thing. And you're not on the shore of the lake anymore. You're back in Kirkland. But you're also not back in your body. So it's not entirely clear if this is drifting cloud astral projecting you somewhere, or if this is pure mindscape and he's just crafting what he would like you to see. You see one of the houses in Kirkland. And through one of the windows, the striking of a match and the lighting of a candle. And before too long, that candle makes its way through the house and down the back stairs into the backyard in the hands of Sarah.
Uh-huh.
And a drifting cloud continues. Take a closer look. Still have life vision up, so just
I was gonna say, I'm assuming I do. Yeah.
Perception awareness, alright.
Alright. Good God, dice. Really? Was the floor leap necessary? Not then. What's the diff? And how many successes do you want, really?
Diff 7.
Okay. 5 suck.
Okay.
If it had been a 6, it would have been 2 more on top of that.
Okay. Sarah's old.
Yeah.
Sarah's really old. Looking at her in life vision, you're reminded of times that you've done that before. And all the ailments that comes from being 92 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They've all progressed since the last time you took a close look at her. And if you had to guess, Sarah's well aware of this and has not brought anything up to you because of who she is. Drifting Cloud takes a couple of quick flaps up to your shoulder and perches there. Remember what I said about knowing when to allow the cycle of life to continue? I think Sarah understands. I think she knows that in the natural course of things, her time approaches its end. With the things you know now, you could go a very long way towards changing that. Turn the clock back, as it were. But should you?
No, I don't think that's what she would want, but I can at least make the time she has left a little easier.
True. It's not for me to decide. Only to be sure that you ask yourself the question.
Life is supposed to end in its own time, Cloud. I've never questioned that. Only when others try to end it early.
Good. The cycle continues. Everything gets a return. For the wheel to roll on, sometimes the old must pass away. And the new come again. And he kind of reaches over, rearranges a little bit of your hair, as he often does. And you find yourself sitting back on the porch of the house. By the look of the skyline, no time has passed while this was going on.
Important question. In the seeing of Sarah, was the sky and timeline the same?
Yes.
Okay.
Well.
Well. Quite a little journey.
And at the same time, quite a large one. Do you have questions?
Only if it grins a little. Only always, but
he nods.
Some answers are better found in time than in a rush.
True. You have grown. There was a time when all you knew was the rush. Tell me I'm wrong.
I didn't have a lot of choice in changing that.
True. It's ironic that the end of the world brings both the need for more rush than ever before, but at the same time, perhaps a greater sense of peace.
Well, it definitely is going to do a lot to change the cycle. So many gone to come again. So much that we'll be able to cover without people interfering the same way.
Indeed.
We live, we get by, and we'll find out what comes, I guess.
So we shall.
But I think, provided that last bit was what was actually going on, I might spend a bit of time visiting with an old friend while I still have the chance.
I'd hoped you would say that. Well, let's get to that, shall we?
I suppose we shall.
Kind of curls up as if he wants to go to sleep on your shoulder. Along for the ride.
Oh, Lathe is going to take the time to put out the fire, probably head inside and leave a note that, hey, left the house, this is where I was going. Because it's not her normal routine.
Yeah.
And head out. Find out if Sarah actually was heading out as well.
Okay. And that will be where we end. Figured yours out pretty quick.
What? All right. Here's my question. How much did you expect me to try to destroy those vines?
I figured you were going to try to wreck them a little bit more than that. But
If it was just me, I probably would have, because I thought about going like, all right, life four, grow claws. It's like, you know what? No, it's Olathe. Olathe has definitely not be the type to try and destroy plants that she doesn't have to.
Yep.
And struggle makes them tighter. Let's try the other route, because if nothing else, we still have fight more afterwards as an option. Man, Toph, you suck at timing.
I have no idea what's going on. I was just like, oh, shit, that's happening. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, that will be where we stop the recording, because we're done.
All right.
Now.
Also, Olathe has a new theme song, because it took me forever to find Native American flute music that I liked for this, so I'm keeping it. It's yours now.
Glad you could finally find something, because I know that at least for quite a while she had the smallest file.
Yeah.